Here we go. Time now for the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid does. Oh, boy. Well, authorities in Georgia say three young intruders broke into a home, washed a dog in the bathroom, used a toothbrush, watched some TV, ate some birthday cake in the kitchen, and just some other goofy stuff. Then they left. Oh, did I mention? They left behind a camera. The homeowner's camera, with pictures of themselves on it. Oh, yeah. Roderick Ward returned home, says he was gone for 10 days, became suspicious when he found his air conditioner running and his back doors were unlocked. Ward found a camera that had been left behind. On it, photos of the two teenagers and a young child. Newton called authorities, who identified the Utes. Did you say Utes, Mr. Gambini? Contacted their parents. Oh, boy. Two other cameras that were stolen. Stolded, that's the word. Returned, the three parents. The parents, rather, apologized for their kids' actions. Ward says he doesn't plan to press charges. Just wants some more birthday cake and clean out all the hair out of his drain from the dog. Come on, man. Talk about stuck between a rock and a hard spot. Florida man shot himself in the foot with a crossbow. He was out hunting Sunday. 21-year-old John Champion, alone hunting in his ATV at a gun club, reportedly cocked his crossbow when it accidentally fired. Fired an arrow through his foot, pinned it to the floor of his ATV. You just can't make this stuff up. Unable to free his foot, he then became stuck in some brush when he attempted to drive out. Other hunters and family members eventually arrived, found him. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Investigators say he suffered a puncture wound, several broken bones to his foot. Let's see, pull it back just a little farther in. Holy moly, am I in a tough spot. Wow. Wow, does that hurt. Oh boy, there's your Gump File. 22 minutes after 3 on a Tuesday, September 20th. Chuck Hall, K-O-R-D.